brother. Can you come back to me? Come on.
Hey, freaks. My name is Tim Henson. It's also Lance. It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, shit-covered toothbrushes plus a finger in your ass crack and catching your brain on a metal hook. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a great program for you. You know, not only is this show entertaining, I could barely get that out. I almost threw up in my mouth there. Yes, not only is Distorted View entertaining, it's also informative. For instance, did you know you can fashion a bottle opener out of a deer's asshole? It's true! You're not going to learn about this on Martha Stewart or HGTV or any of those other fairy television shows. No, no. Take a listen to this very short promo.
Not only is a deer rump mount...
A deer rump mount is the official name of this.
Not only is a deer rump mount an interesting addition to your trophy room, but it's a useful tool as well. Be sure to join me in the next exciting adventure in Taxidermy for the Sportsman.
Now that sounds like a fun project, doesn't it? Unfortunately, you have to sign up with taxidermytube.com to watch the full video. And that's like $19.99 a year. Crystal meth loosens up your rump hole. Speaking of which, Roy Killer War is back. I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday. I know Sideshow Freaks heard some Roy Killer War yesterday. But yes, he is back. Apparently what happened was Facebook deleted his account for some questionable material. And Roy just got pissed off and refused to join Facebook for the longest time. But he's back now. And it's like he never left. He posted on my wall over there on Facebook a question. Does anyone know if you can smoke Ritalin? I'd like to take it a step up from snorting. Of course he would. I know you can slam it, but that's crazy. Coming from the man who says crystal meth loosens up your butthole. He thinks slamming Ritalin is just a little too crazy for him, so he wants to snort it. But you know, my listeners came through and provided some links to to answers.com. Someone asked, can you smoke Ritalin? The answer, it is possible if it is concentrated out of its original tablet form. So there you go, Roy Killer War. The DV Freaks got your back once again. I'm going to get Roy on the program. It's been way too long. It's been like over a year since my interview with him, so we got to check back with Roy. Moving on, Corey emailed me. You know, we were talking about Butt Fudge Sunday yesterday, and I was telling you what a great show it was. He sent me a message saying that he just created a new mashup for the most recent episode and wanted me to play it for you guys so you can get an idea of what to expect if you are not yet a Sideshow member and want to know what Butt Fudge Sunday is about. Take a listen here.
We took in stray dogs. We took care of them, fed them. We wound up having 62 dogs.
And they called it puppy love.
It is something called animal hoarding.
Oh, I guess I'll never know.
Cibola County Sheriff's deputies found a property filled with pain. They found starving dogs dying hourly and mass animal graves.
Behind these gates, she held 300 dogs captive on her property. For years, they were kept in filthy kennels and decrepit trailers.
And they called it puppy love.
In many of these situations, there's no working plumbing, no working toilets, no cooking facilities. There is feces and urine everywhere.
Tell them all it. Please tell them it isn't fair to take away my only dream.
She says she loved these animals and wanted to help them.
Because I had no kids, I had no one, and I just had someone to take care of.
It was just absolutely incredible. It really was like living near an open cesspool. I mean, it was really hideous.
28 dead dogs were also discovered.
It was kind of shocking when we went in, the amount of carcasses that we found.
Well, Phoenix City did come out here, and they took our dogs, every one of them, which has almost killed me. They took them away from me to kill them.
Help me, help me, help me, please.
At that time, we didn't know the number of dogs total that were in the home. And also had no idea about all of the dead dogs that were in the freezers.
It was the strongest ammonia smell I've ever smelled in my life. And from the point you walked in the door, there was just excrement
piss.
Everywhere.
Piss,
on
piss,
counters,
piss.
On tables, on the ground.
Someone help me, help me, help me.
Sometimes the person has obsessive compulsive disorder. Sometimes the person has schizophrenia. Oftentimes they're delusional and paranoid about the world at large.
So no, I don't see myself as an animal hoarder. No, I don't.
Even with 97 dogs?
No.
This is not.
Oh my God. I need to get a TiVo. For some reason, I don't have I don't watch a lot of TV anymore, and so I didn't get the DVR with my cable, and now I'm missing all these fucking shows. If you love Corey's mashup work, you gotta purchase Crapocalypse. It features 32 tracks for only $10. Songs such as Big Black Cock, Thank God for Abortion, my personal favorite, and Smoker Face, plus much more, like parodies and original music, all sorts of good stuff. Check him out at buttfudgesunday.com, and of course, sign up for the Sideshow if you want to hear his program every Sunday, except for this coming Sunday. He's on vacation this week, so Corey will be back next week. Now, speaking of mashups, I've got a new Mel Gibson rant. This is a great remix. Take a listen.
Stay on this phone and don't hang up for me. I have plenty of energy to drive over there. You understand me? And I will! So just fucking listen to me! Listen to my fucking ranting! Listen to what you do to me!
What? 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 Yeah! Stop! 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 What? 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 Yeah!
Fuck it!
An excellent remix there. There's tons of them, by the way, on YouTube. Of course. Mel Gibson is a monster. Moving on, I've got some new audio literotica porn. You know, once in a while on Sextastic Tuesday, I'll get my story from Literotica. It's a website that just has tons of, sex stories. And now they offer, and now, every time I say, and now, it reminds me of the fucking retard. I thaw glass. That's what I do. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart. What was I talking about? Oh, yes, Literotica has a section for audio stories and sex sounds. They're all awful. I can't, none of these can possibly get you off. They're not hot in the least. I, of course, have an example for you. This is called She's So Horny by Anonymous.
Hey, this is Cotton Candy Breath for you. I'm so horny.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Cotton Candy Breast. What's her name?
Hey, this is Cotton Candy Breath for you. I'm so horny. God, I just want to fucking get off with somebody. I wish you were here, baby. I'd get on my hands and knees and I'd lick and suck and kiss on that big fucking cock of yours. Just lick all up and down it. Stroke it. Geez, big kisses all over that fat fucking head.
Ugh.
Maybe I lube up my finger.
Kisses? Who wants kisses on their cockhead? You suck that chick! You suck it, bitch! You take that fucking cockhead in your mouth, and you slide all the way down. I want you to choke on it, whore.
Maybe I'll
kiss the fucking cockhead. Who wants that?
Stupid. Maybe I'll lube up my finger and gently fuck your asshole.
Wait a second. Now, you're losing me now, right? No one wants that.
Maybe I'll lube up my finger and Jelly, fuck your asshole. I sucked you. You know I'm going to suck down every drop. I want all that cum in my stomach. Fuck, I'm such a horny little bitch.
Well, that's true.
Come on, Daddy. Fuck. I'm going to jack that cock. I'm going to suck it. I'm going to get you off, and I'm going to drink all that hot cum.
What would possess this woman to call in? Because, you know, Literotic has this phone number where you can call in and record your stories, like a voicemail line, and that's what she did here. But
oh, God, I hope you bang me over and just fuck the shit out of me when you want. She used me like a little whore.
All right. Jennifer, who are you talking to on the phone? It's bedtime. I'll be done in a minute, Dad. I want you to bend me over and fuck me like the whore I am. Jennifer! It's not that Dylan you're talking to, is it? No, Dad, I'm expressing myself. This is art. I'm gonna lube up my finger and slide it in your asshole while I jack you off. Jennifer! All right, and with that, let's just get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, it's time to fucking cut the shit. I know the last couple episodes have been posted late or so. I've just been busy. Getting my dick wet. I'm sure you can appreciate that. Please don't throw us away. Why do I keep... I keep thinking that I'm sounding like a retard today. I don't know why. Alright, listen. It's time to cut the shit and get down to business. Finally got a brand new post office box. I moved down to Columbus back in, February. It's now practically August, and I just got around to getting a post office box. So a lot of people have been emailing me saying, look, I got shit to send to you. I need an address. As a matter of fact, someone's going to be sending me a copy of Gag the Fag 2. I can't wait to rip that audio and jerk off to it. Yes, the new P.O. Box is Distorted View, P.O. Box 211072, Columbus, Ohio, 43221. Of course, I'll post that on the show notes today. You can also sign up for lifetime memberships or yearly memberships just by sending a check or money order or well-concealed cash. But I have to warn you, if it gets lost in the mail, you are shit out of luck. Love hearing from you guys. You know, I've got just a huge blank wall that I'm waiting to post stuff, like letters and notes and cards that you people send me in the post office box. So let's help me fill up my wall and, you know, send me packages, expensive gifts and stuff. Always looking for that. my birthday's coming up as well, so if you have a birthday gift for me, you know, send that to the post office box. All right. Oh, and don't forget to sign up for the sideshow. $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. We do extended shows like yesterday's program, exclusive shows like tomorrow's program, and we do weekend programs. Corey will be back with Butt Fudge Sunday, not this week, but next week. And I've got a video cast on deck. All right. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I need to get a new jingle for a segment. You know how we do Florida stories with, you know, Florida, our most fucked up state, sound drops. I need to get one that basically goes something like, kids are stupid. I mean, maybe you could dress that up a little bit or something, but basically, that's what the story is about. The story comes from North Carolina. Josiah Jackson is a typical bright-eyed and alert toddler, but a week ago, his childlike curiosity nearly cost him his life. Say it with me. I'm interested. He was just sitting in the chair, just laughing and playing, the boy's uncle, Carlton Reed, said. The next thing I know, he stood up in it, and before I could react, his chair was going backwards. Okay, so he stood up in the chair. This story is written as if it was a Sextastic Tuesday piece of erotic fiction. It's very poorly written. When 17-month-old fell on top of pressure washer, an L-shaped hook lodged 2 to 3 inches inside of his brain. Josiah's wound was near the largest blood vessel in the brain. That can't be good. It was one of the worst impalements his surgeons had ever seen. And neurosurgeon Dr. Anand Germanwala credits the medical care Josiah received before he arrived at UNC Hospital. Reed and his wife have EMT training and were able to react quickly after the incident happened. They didn't just try, like, ripping his head off of the hook. That's what I would do. Their neighbor, who was a rescue squad volunteer, happened to have a saw capable of cutting the power washer. Everyone worked together, said the boy's grandfather, Joseph Jones. No one gave up hope. That's God's working for you. What? No one gave up hope that... No one gave up hope that's God working for you. I feel like there should be some extra punctuation in there. Commas, periods, just something. Pick one. All right, despite the circumstances, Josiah still faced a risky surgery. There's a fucking hook in his brain. Of course it's risky. Even Dr. Germanwala admitted there was a chance the boy would not survive. Losing 1 or 2 ounces of blood in an adult is often no problem. In a 17-month-old, that makes a huge difference. However, a week later, Josiah will go home on Tuesday. A lot of people say it's a miracle. Yes, he is, but I like to say he's a blessed baby. Oh, shut up. How blessed is he? He's blessed because he didn't die? How about the fact that he impaled himself on a hook that got lodged near the largest blood vessel in his head? So stupid. That doesn't happen to normal people. It's not blood. That's cursed. All right, second story we have for you today. Oh, it's a short one, but it's a good one from Pennsylvania. It's all about oral hygiene, really. A long overdue bathroom cleaning has led to a toothbrush tampering accusation in Lower Saucon Township. Something like that. Investigators say Deborah Walst, 52, decided on July 18th to tidy up a bathroom inside her Springtown Hill Road. She's cleaning the fucking street. Why are these news stories written so poorly today? All right, I'm assuming they wanted to say inside her Springtown Hill Road home, because it hadn't been cleaned in 2 months. The problem, police say, is that she used her son's toothbrush for the job and later returned it to its holder. The son, 26-year-old Justin Novak, called police claiming his mother applied feces to his toothbrush. You never heard that toothbrushing tip before? Yes, you apply a little feces to your brush because the grit in the shit just scrapes that plaque right off. There are so many great uses for feces. For instance, you can inject it in your kneecap if you'd like to amputate your leg. All right, here we go. The problem, police said, is that she used her son's toothbrush for the job and later returned it to its holder. Justin Novak, her son, called police claiming his mother applied feces to the brush. When police arrived at the home, Wolst, or whatever, admitted she used the brush for cleaning and then put it back on the holder. Wolst was cited for harassment, but that was about it. She must have had a really dirty bathroom if there was just caked on feces that she was cleaning with a toothbrush. It might have been like one of those hoarders' homes, you know? The people on hoarders never have functioning bathrooms for some reason. It's one thing to collect a lot of clutter and be messy. It's another thing to, like, not have fucking plumbing. Especially in your bathroom, because they continue to shit in the toilets. They always do. They just don't flush because they can't. And so it overflows on the floor, and they try to scoop it out with buckets and shit. And so there are buckets of crap lining the walls. It's a mess. I love Hoarders so much. If you ever watch that show, the two best rooms are always the kitchen, where the, you know, meat has been liquefied. You know, and it's seeping out of the packaging and just rotting vegetables and insects dead and alive all over the place. And then, of course, the bathroom, where I mentioned you tend to find a lot of shit in toilet paper on the floor, like used toilet paper. Final story we have for you today. Oh, this is a great one, just because I can't believe a news organization would publish this stupidity. A Dallas woman touched her friend's butt, sparking an assault and attempted stabbing. Ooh, she must have really got in there. The alleged incident happened at an apartment in the 1700 block of Trade Winds Drive in the southern section of the city. According to a police report, 22-year-old Lakita Maddox rubbed a finger along the victim's butt crack, prompting her to clench her butt. The victim claimed the clenching caused the bed she was sitting on to break. What? How does clenching your ass destroy a bed? Anyways, this angered Lakita. Laquita, I don't know what the hell her name is. A fight ensued in which Maddox reportedly hit the victim repeatedly before grabbing a butcher knife and then threatening to kill her. According to the report, she said, "Are you ready to die?" The alleged victim called police and the suspect fled. Officers found no visible injuries on the woman. Smell my finger! That's all the evidence you need. It was not immediately clear if police arrested Maddox or not. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, this is my favorite part of the day. I get to hear from my freaks.
What's going on?
Speak up.
I was calling because I don't know why I just thought about this. But the Mel Gibson tapes remind me of Tom Sizemore when he was recording his crazy ass talking about Heidi Fleiss and how he didn't love her. He didn't hit her or whatever you said. You gotta find that clip.
Yeah, like, I don't think we ever played Tom Sizemore clips
he
before.
He says Mel Gibson sounds just like Sizemore. Maybe he's on the crank. I don't know.
Could be.
Anyway.
All I know is you should shut up, smile, and blow me.
Hey, Tim, this is Mustache D, Chicago, Illinois, Sideshow member. Just want to say I enjoy your passion. You have so much passion for your show, and it means a great deal. You keep me entertained.
Aw, I love my show.
This,
love you, freaks.
Shitty week I've been through. So, again, keep up the good work, and hope
yes.
all's well.
My show is everything to me.
Hey, Tim, it's Ryan.
I'm a sad man.
Hey, Tim, it's Ryan from Ohio.
Hi,
I
Ryan.
You'd like to know I started working as a janitor at a senior citizen health club today, and my job is to clean up old man pukes and old woman pukes from the shower, and let me tell you, they are disgusting and gray and old.
Disgusting and gray.
The foul thing
very
I've
descriptive.
Seen in my life. They have like juice on them, like shower juice, but it's like green.
What the fuck is he talking about? I don't know.
Hey Tim, you're dead caretaker. I haven't called in forever and a half, but I was listening to the 720 voicemail line, and you were saying that heaving flames on the side of my face, and I totally got that.
Good boy.
From the movie Clue.
Yes.
Mrs. White.
Of course. Love her. Oh, poor Madeline Kahn. She's dead now from the boob cancer. All right. Oh, you know what I wanted to mention before we play any more voicemails and before I forget? You may remember, longtime listeners of the show will probably remember the PK and J show. Well, they are back. You can go to pkandjshow.com. Maybe I'll put a link on the show notes today so you can check it out. Paul and Jeanette, very good people. I hung out with them earlier this year. We went and saw the Everything is Terrible show, and that was a lot of fun. And so, yeah, I'm glad that they're back doing podcasts. I was encouraging them to do that and get back and into the swing of things, and it appears that they are. Paul did a show by himself, and then Paul and Jeanette did a show together. And that's where they're at right now. It's very good. I was listening to it earlier today. They're back doing what, you know, what they should be doing. And I would love to participate again. You know, I was a guest on their show, and we had a lot of fun several years ago. So maybe I'll pop up on their grum. Who knows?
Tim, I was just flipping through the channels and came across funny film videos. And, of course, I watched that shit. But flipping through, and they suddenly come to this one spot where they start talking about the funny videos involving the elderly. And
ooh.
I got to watch a whole 5 minutes of geriatric people getting hurt.
Oh, I love that.
I sword glass. That's my job. I learned the job slow. But now, I know it by heart.
And now... No, it's... And now... I know
Dude,
it by Haley's
heart. Haley's calling up with a Know You're a Freak When moment.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I love the rain. I always enjoyed the rain. And right now, my son and I are walking off to the
Here
train
comes the
on
rain
our way home,
again.
And it's raining, and he's in his stroller with the cover, so he's staying dry. But I'm getting soaked to the skin. But I've got my brown fedora on, which means my glasses are dry, so I can see everything. And I'm happy, I'm chippier, I'm cheerful.
What the fuck are you talking about? Get off my voicemail line.
Hey, Tim, I was just listening to the September 15th.
I'm going to have to start getting a little more brutal with you guys.
The 9 episode. And you and Satan have a little phone call.
Yes.
Conversation. And at the end, he says, Satan, away! Oh, my God, it's fucking so hilarious. I want more Satan.
Yeah, Satan used to appear quite frequently on the show, and he's been staying away for a while, although he called in a couple days ago.
Hey, Tim, this is Powder from San Diego.
Hi, Powder.
At San Diego Comic Con. Yeah.
Ooh.
Jealous?
A little bit.
I think so. It's really, really, really hilarious here. I cannot tell you how much I want to kill one of these people. But it's awesome.
Well, I'm glad you're having a good time there.
Hey, Timmy, this is Sideshow member Danielle, and I just got done listening to the episode where you called your parents and were asking about the hamster story, and I just gotta say, I laughed my ass off. I love your parents.
That was a Sideshow exclusive program, and I told you guys, as soon as my dad got better, I would call him up and ask him about the hamster story where my sister had a pet hamster when she was younger, and my dad had to kill it.
Gotta say,
brutally.
My ass off. I love your parents. I especially love your mom. She's awesome.
Yes, she is.
Do they have any idea what a freak you are? Like, have they ever listened to your show?
They've heard parts of my show. They've seen the making the sandwich video because that one's not too bad.
because I mean, I'm pretty weird myself. That's why I enjoy your show. And I think along the same lines as you, but if I had a show like yours and my parents ever heard it, they would probably disown me. I mean, I don't think they're as cool as your parents. In fact, I know they're not, but still.
Well,
I mean,
you know, my parents, my dad does not, well, he does swear. He swears a lot, but he does not say the F word, and he would kill me if he ever heard me say that in real life. But on the program, it's one thing, I guess. My mom definitely knows what a weird show this is because, you may remember if you're a Sideshow listener, I had my mom watch Two Girls, One Cup, and I did a reaction video with her, on that. So she, you know, she's seen a lot. I've exposed her to quite a bit, and, she's always game, which is great.
Hey, Timmy, your dad's a monster, dude, killing a little hamster like that. Hey, when I was a little dude, man, I grew up with a bunch of hardcore rock and rollers and shit. They all had, like, these 10-foot pythons. And they'd feed them, like, little rabbits and rodents that they'd have to kill first. I guess the reasoning is so the thing wouldn't get bit or scratched, the snake.
Yeah.
So they'd put it in the bag, just like your dad, animal style, man, and just fucking smack it on the ground.
Yeah.
Or they'd take a hammer to the bag. It was fucking brutal, dude.
Well, you know, the thing with Rusty is he was old and apparently he was going crazy and he needed to be put out of his misery. And apparently the best way to do that is to smash its little head against the pavement. You know, the humane way to kill an animal. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Oh, maybe I really put my finger in. Shall I fuck your asshole?
Subscribe via iTunes, spread the distortion. If you are not yet Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. And I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Take it easy. I already know what's been going on. I knew it all along. So just take it. Straighten, you don't get the wrong impression. Don't need a silly little overdue confession. Just remember when you're over at his house undressing, he's just another sucker who's about to learn a lesson.
My brothers, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance. He was adopted too, but I was adopted too. I missed you, brother. Are you watching this? Can you come back to me? Come on. Please, brother. His name is Lance, but his name is Charles. He's from NSYNC.
NSYNC?
Yeah, he's
band.
From NSYNC.
The band?
Yeah, from NSYNC. I know Lance because he was at my mom's house in Algonquin.
Why was he there?
He was trick-or-treating with me. If you ever watch us, Lance, can you come back to me, please?